You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. This is a special edition of A Woman's View where I'm sitting down with three teachers, three educators, to ask them about some of the big issues in education. Kim Gardner is with me, a teacher with 33 years experience in elementary and middle schools and the chairperson of the Colonial Heritage Festival. Dr. Delana Tonks is here, the executive director of Mountain Heights Academy. And Jill Atwood is with me, adjunct professor of communication at the U and communication strategist for the VA. Can I ask you about something that I know is can be a little difficult to talk about? And I don't mean to bring up something for any reason, you know, other than I need to know what they mean when they say culture wars are happening in the school, that the school is ground zero for culture wars. And what comes to my mind, and I want to ask you so that I can verify what, if any of this is true, is this things like gender, sexuality, other political beliefs, environmental stance, you know, policy about EVs. I don't know. I mean, is it everything from teaching politics in the current presidential election? What does, when people say there are culture wars in public education, Kim, what do they mean?
Oh, this is kind of blossomed over the last few years. And not into to a pretty flower. it's more of a weed. And I know that our history teachers and our English teachers are going through a lot of this. Our English teachers will have books and things that they have found very beneficial and great to use. And then you have maybe a small part of the society that think for some reason those are politically divisive or morally divisive or whatever it is. So that's tricky to work through, and it's making life a lot more difficult for our English teachers when they're teaching literature and things. I know that history in the past, we've had instances where, you know, you're supposed to teach the history, but yet some political thoughts come in here and there through different teachers. And I know that can be tricky also when you're teaching the history of it, but then you bring, you know, religion in or your own political thoughts and ideas, that becomes hard. So yeah, I think it is a charged weeding garden that it's taking over, kind of like morning glory does, you know. It's wrapping around everything that we're trying to do in education, and it is becoming more difficult.
What's your experience, Dr. Tonks?
Oh, I agree with everything that Kim said. I think that there's been a long arc of fear-based concerns of parents ever since I've been in education. I started in 1991 as a teacher at Pleasant Grove Junior High School. So I've been doing this for a long time. And when I first started as an administrator, it was evolution and the conversations about that. And I'm going to go back to parent responsibility, student responsibility, school responsibility, and just being able to have those conversations with the parents to say, what better time and place to have these conversations with your students about what you believe and your morals and beliefs? Have those conversations with the students. Otherwise, they're going to be in Jill's classes at the university level, and they don't have the definitive definition information, like what is evolution? Like they're missing pieces and have gaps in their education otherwise. So while the topic has changed, it's not necessarily evolution anymore. It's the same fear-based concern. It's books, it's gender, it's bathrooms, it's all sorts of things. And at Mountain Heights Academy, we scoop up and gather a lot of the kiddos and the parents who are afraid, and some with very real, valid reasons of being in a brick and mortar setting. They're looking for safe haven. They're looking for soft landings and a place where they can just learn. And a lot of our students find that at our school. And my heart goes out to all of us as educators, because it is tough. It's tough to meet the individual needs of the one, like we talked about previously, when people are coming from such disparate backgrounds.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Jill, speak to this. What does this look like for you?
Well, it's everything that you said, Amanda, off the top. It's all of those things. And really, who's suffering are the kids. It's an adult problem. It's not the kids' problem. When I talk to my boys in high school, they don't have any cultural bias. They don't care about transgender issues. They can look up sex on their cell phones. Like, they all love each other, any color. They're so different than the past generations and the generations that are generating this issue. So it's only hurting them. And it does go back to individual values, talking with your kids, understanding where they are, monitoring them, being okay with it as a family. I do not believe in the small majorities on the fringes inflicting their values and their opinions on the mass. The banning of books, I think what you sent me, Amanda, were like fourth for banning of books. Ridiculous. Not every parent feels like that book should be banned. So I feel for the teachers who are stuck in the middle trying to fight this battle, but mostly I feel for the kids who probably look at us and think we're being ridiculous. We can learn history. We can know where we came from. It's us. It's not them.
This, you know, that has changed the way I think about this in a profound way. You're nodding your head, Kim. She's right, isn't she?
Yeah, she is totally right.
Kids are more mature than we are.
They are. They're able to take things at the value that they are and go with it. And I think when Dr. Tonks said, you know, it's all about talking to your kids and having your own moral values or your political views or whatever, kids can disseminate what is of value to them, and they can go back and talk with their families and say, hey, this is what I heard in class. What do we think? And it's all about being a human and letting people have their own thoughts and understanding that it's okay to be different.
And that's okay. Here's what we think. Here's what the information is, and then making a data-informed decision, I think, is just so important and something that we've missed out on somehow.
Ladies, I appreciate your time and your friendship, and I appreciate the work you do with students. I know you're a blessing to all of them. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda. It's a joy.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your conference weekend. We'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.
If you enjoy Amanda Dixon, join us back here each weekday for news and stories important to our community. Amanda hosts Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
Finally, time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.